a mystery to beat conspiracies to curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. Mothman sightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the shack. And I'm Wilbur. And I haven't worn my headphones in a while, so that felt weird. I had to take them off.
Eyes are a little puffy, you okay?
Yeah, the allergies are getting to me out here in the shack.
Allergies.
Oh. Yeah, it's been a good weekend. It just happened Memorial weekend. We just got through, and weather's been cold, though.
It's almost June.
And it's been
still
like 50.
50 to 60 degrees.
At least where we're at. At least in the shack.
Mm-hmm. No, it's ridiculous. My peppers have hardly grown at all.
Now mine's pretty well just stopped.
My tomatoes are growing, but slow.
Very slow, yeah. But they usually take a while, anyways. They got a root.
Mm-hmm. But I think we talked about it with heat units.
Oh yeah, they don't have the right heat units yet.
You're laughing, but that is real.
I know. I just kind of forgot about them.
That you have to have so many heat units to get growth.
Get growth. You're right.
Because even my hot peppers up here in the boxes are just maintaining.
Yeah, just holding steady.
Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, it's not cold enough to get frost, but
raspberries are going good though.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Oh, true. They just need,
as long as you don't dump 4 gallons of Monsanto Roundup on them.
Oh, yeah. They kind of care about that a little bit.
I think they'd still probably 2-3 years, they'd probably pop back.
Probably.
And just sit in the roots for a little bit.
They always do. They always do come back. Oh, welcome back to the shack, people. Okay, so we just heard some news recently that's near and dear to the shack because it happens right down the road, the announcement, right?
Yeah, so
I mean, pretty much right down the road.
Yeah.
And we just learned that this morning. Or was that yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning.
Yeah, so it's brand new, hot off the presses. And well, let's discuss what it's about.
Pomeroy Township Zoning. So this is a person has posted this on a Facebook post for the Portage County and Neighbors Facebook page. 41,000 people on the Facebook page. Pomeroy Township Zoning believes, and illegally and incorrectly, that if you are not registered farm, that they are allowed to regulate your agriculture. So if you have chickens in this township, the zoning is threatening to go after you with fines, which is $500 a day if you don't comply and if you are not registered. While this is fully illegal, and the person posted that I'm looking forward to defending them or defeating them in court, I recommend that all my neighbors register with the Department of Agriculture as a farmers market. This allows you to sell unwashed eggs from your farm. And there's one, page thing. does not require any inspections and stuff like that. So there's loopholes. I'm not giving legal advice. That was just a post on there.
Yeah.
Because there's...
So he got in... not in trouble. I don't want to say that. Yeah, but.
So basically what had happened is, and I'm paraphrasing, and this is still under active investigation and court proceedings and everything like
that. Right, getting hot off the presses.
The township went into their property and gave the police permission to go onto their property.
And take his chickens?
Now, they, as far as I know, they didn't take anything.
Okay. But to
investigate? they did not have a warrant.
Right.
Which is highly illegal.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's because he's running an illegal business.
Which is? What's his business?
The farming. He's farming for profit. When he's saying he's just farming for him.
Right. So he's saying it's only for his own personal use.
Yes, and the zoning does not allow farming for business.
Oh, because of the township he lives in.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're saying that he's breaking several laws.
Okay. So they're saying they're trying to say that he's farming and selling his crop or whatever, or his eggs.
Yeah. Everything.
His chicken.
Yeah. Just farming in general. They're not even saying he's selling anything. They're using that law. They were using that law to step over the fence, essentially.
And just to look at his property?
Yes. To get in there and look.
Oh. Yeah. Why?
Because, I mean, it's just like what our town does.
That's so. But, like, yeah, why would you... I guess I don't understand what even the problem is to begin with. You can't even...
Well, it's the same thing like attacking backyard chickens. It's the same thing as attacking having a couple goats. It's the same thing as attacking as having a dairy cow.
So he's in town, or is it just
he's inside a township.
Right. So it's kind of like where the shack is.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
And I just know...
And it's nobody's business, though.
No, but if you... I had to talk with Lisa about search warrants and not answering any questions about anything that's happening in shack property.
Right.
And so if anybody, not legal advice, but what I would do is I'm not answering your questions without a lawyer present, and I'm not letting you on the premises without a search warrant.
Right. Simple enough.
You get a search warrant, go right ahead.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting you on my property. Don't be peeking over my fence. Don't be, looking in my windows until you have a search warrant.
Right.
If you have a search warrant, go right ahead.
Right. And then
if I look out my back window of the shack and there's somebody in my backyard, I'm probably not talking to them.
You let something else do the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Man. If the only Doug were there. The dog.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Remember Doug, dog? Yes. If you were back there, there'd be nobody creeping around your backyard, that's
for
sure.
Or an emu.
Oh, or a cassowary.
Well, a cassowary, I couldn't go back in the backyard then.
You're done, yeah. Well, that might break a few zoning laws, I'm sure.
Feed it snakes over the fence.
Just to get back there?
Mm-hmm.
You're running to the garage?
Yeah, running. It's 45 miles an hour.
I mean, you better throw enough snakes or something. I don't know. I better get some snakes in my backyard.
So, I got all kinds of stuff pulled up to talk about this. So, I want to, it's because the chickens were the big thing.
Yeah.
So, the village of, I'm going to spell this for you because you know me. I can't ever. P-A-L, like palm. P-A-L-M.
Okay.
Y, so Palmyra, R-A.
Palmyra.
Palmyra?
Maybe.
The town.
Palmyra?
So, it's the village of Palm. Well, that may be a different poem, yeah, but that's how you spell it.
Okay. So this was just on something that popped up on, what was it, Facebook or something?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an article there. Okay, so yeah, I guess we'd have to look into and see. I guess he didn't say he was going. He said he would take them to court or what?
Yeah, they're actively in court right
now.
Oh,
they actually are in court. Yes. Okay, so... That we'd be able to look that up or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, when it's over.
Oh, okay. That's when you can look.
Yeah. I'm depending on the court and everything and how speedy they are and what.
I mean, I have no idea how this works.
Normally, it's like until it's over.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have agriculture activities in Ohio that can be exempt from local zoning. I have it pulled up, and this is from OSU, which is Ohio State University.
Okay.
Which, do you know Ohio State University in Ohio pretty much runs all of the ag stuff in Ohio?
I never thought about it, but...
But it does.
When you do stop and think about it, that huge ag center in, where's that, Mansfield?
Yep.
And that's OSU run. This huge outside of I think it's
so 4-H.
Yeah,
is OSU ran?
Okay. No, I didn't know all of it was pretty much run by
4-H. Is OSU ran in OSU made 4-H?
Huh.
That's why FFA is across the country and 4-H is only in certain places.
Hmm. Why? Because OSU has connections there?
No, OSU. Yeah, OSU made it.
Right.
So it's where just where OSU can have control over it. Right. It's their organization.
Okay. Huh.
So like for 4-H, they answer to OSU stuff.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So like if you're a 4-H volunteer, you're actually an OSU volunteer.
Wow. The power they have. They're huge.
And it, from 4-H and stuff like that, I've never really...
No, but, it's just something they got their fingers in.
Like county fairs and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They run all of that. Or they set the rules for it.
Okay.
Because most of it's volunteer ran.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to do their background checks. And that makes sense for kid safety and stuff like that.
I mean, I guess it's a good... Those are good things.
I mean, you should be... There should be rules. If an adult's going to work with kids they have no relationship to...
Right.
There should be...
Absolutely,
there should be checks and balances in that system.
But it also seems like a good idea, you know, a good thing that they're promoting, you know, ag things or 4-H things. I just am a little skeptical that a university is over agriculture, because what are they teaching, what practice is, other than, you know, use Roundup Ready corn and only farm these crops and only do it for mass, you know, industrialization.
I'm not sure how close OSU is to any of like the Monsantos or anything like that. They're really old. So I know some of the teachers over there. And I like all the ones I know.
I have no idea. I'm purely speculating here from the shack. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never looked into it. Right. So I have no idea. So I have on OSU's page an article for their farm office called Agricultural Activities in Ohio That Can Be Exempt from Local Zoning. And this is from Peggy Kirk Hall, one of the head professors over there.
Okay.
So I'll just read the article and we'll just go through it. Spring brings an increase in agricultural land use and activities, with it comes a surge of inquiries about Ohio's agricultural zoning laws. Here at OSU, we repeatedly hear a common questions on agricultural land owning and local zoning. Can zoning regulate agricultural situations? That's the question without a short or a simple answer. So there's no, what she's saying, first off, there's no quick answer about it. It's, you know, it's heavily dependent on the activity and where you are.
Great. So it's all in the gray area.
Mm-hmm. A review of the Ohio Revised Code Section 303 and 519, which contains the agricultural exemptions from counties and townships authority. The first step forward towards understanding whether a county or township can regulate an agricultural land use. Note that different laws apply for cities and villages. So we're going to go through some of the zoning exemptions.
Okay.
Agriculture is exempt from rural zoning authorities in many but not all situations.
That seems like a cloudy statement.
There's a little paragraph explaining what it means.
Okay, thank you.
While Ohio law grants counties and townships the authority to utilize zoning, the law limits how much authority these local governments have over agricultural land uses. Generally, a county or a township may not prohibit the use of any land for agricultural purposes in any unincorporated area, with very few exceptions that are noted below. The exemptions apply in any zoning district, whether residential, industrial, commercial, agricultural, or otherwise. It's just saying, and there's just a very few times when a township or a county can stop a agricultural use of land.
Okay, and that's if it's in like a commercial or an industrial.
Wetlands, you know, that kind of stuff. You can't put a hog plant right next to a, you know, protected wetland kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that's what all that's saying, is that if it's rural farm use land, there's very little times where a county or a township could say, no, you can't put that there.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
And it's rare. But that's rural areas.
Okay.
So the exemptions fall into commercial, industrial, agricultural, and otherwise residential zoned lands. An exempt activity must be defined as agriculture. Ohio agricultural zoning laws apply for agriculture, which law defines and includes farming, ranching, agriculture, aquaculture, apiculture, horticulture, viticulture, animal husbandry, including but not limited to the care and raising of livestock, equine and fur-bearing animals, poultry husbandry, and production of poultry and poultry products, aka eggs and meat.
Right.
Dairy production and the production of field crops, tobacco, fruit, vegetable, and nursery stock, ornamental shrubs, ornamental trees, flowers, sod, or mushrooms, timber and pasturage.
Okay.
Which is like hay fields.
Right.
And such.
Yep.
Agriculture also includes activities involving the processing, drying, storing, and marketing of agricultural products if those activities are conducted in conjunction with but secondary to actual production of those products.
So you can't do any of this stuff?
You can.
Okay, all these things you can do.
Yeah, this is the definition of agriculture.
Okay, okay.
For this stuff.
Okay, okay.
And so like the secondary thing is you can't have like a farm stand without a farm.
Okay.
But if you have a farm, you can have a farm stand.
Okay.
But you can't like go get somebody else's produce and call it agriculture.
All right. That makes sense.
Like that. Like for around us Suitors, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a bunch of farm stands, but they also
produce all that. They grow all that corn on their farms, yes.
Right. So that's just saying you can't say if you didn't grow it but still wanted to do a farm stand, that's not agriculture.
Mm-hmm. That's just a produce salesman.
Yeah, which is fine. It's just not right. It's just not this definition.
It's not agriculture. Gotcha. Yeah.
But it does count as agriculture if it's a secondary step in the process.
Okay. Makes sense.
So same with like having a stand for your eggs.
Right, yeah.
You can't do that and call it agriculture unless you're doing the chickens.
Right, unless you're the one making the eggs. Yeah, that makes sense.
Agricultural buildings and structures can also be exempt from zoning authorities. If a building or structure is directly related to an agricultural activity on the same parcel of land, the Ohio zoning law does not allow a county or township to require the zoning certificate or prohibit the construction or the use of a building. Sorry, I lost my spot. For example, local zoning cannot require a zoning permit or prevent a construction of a barn being built for housing cattle or storing farm machinery that is used for farming on the same property. Also, zoning may not regulate or prohibit any building or structures that use primarily for venting or selling wine that is located on land where grapes are grown. So it's kind of fallen in. Once again, this is I'm reading it word for word from the Ohio,
yeah.
The OSU page. But they're just saying that the zoning authority can't stop you from building this stuff if the land is already being used for agriculture.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I think where some of the gray area for that rule would fall in is if you're trying to get started.
So a fresh startup.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to, or almost you'd have to get approved to build the farm first. And then you can have the building to sell it, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
but if you already have hogs, you can build another hog barn.
Correct.
The zoning can't stop you, but there is other things. I want to make that clear, too. Like watershed authorities, right? Mm. Just because the zoning can't stop you, watershed authorities can.
Okay.
Because if you're putting too big a strain on that for cattle, pigs, crops, drink water, they produce waste.
Dump a bunch of old corn.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
But like hogs, it's poop is the big thing because they dump it straight in the creeks.
Oh,
yeah.
And no, not Hog Creek.
How do you think it got its name?
No, I used to swim in there.
And it's full of Hog Creek.
Hmm. Well, that may explain a thing or two.
It does.
Yeah, I bet.
Special rules for farmer markets. Ohio laws also said local zoning cannot prohibit the use of land for a farmer's market in an industrial, residential, commercial, or agricultural zoning district if 50% or more of the market's gross income is from produce raised on the farm owned and or managed by the farm market's operators.
Okay. So let's...
You have to have 50% or more of the money that comes in. You have to have made that product.
Okay.
To have a farmer's market.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And count as agriculture.
So let's say, for example, there was a, like, I don't know, down the road, a local bowling alley, and they had this big parking lot, and we wanted to do a farmer's market there. We would have to...
51% of the profits would have to come from stuff that the owners and operators produce.
Okay.
But 49% could be
others.
Like we John could, down the road has honey.
Or and Mark has pumpkins.
Yeah. Like yeah. Bring that stuff in.
Okay, yeah. But okay.
It has 51% has to come from.
That could be done.
But where necessary to protect public health and safety. Local zoning may regulate the size of the farmer market building, the parking area size, setback lines, and access to the market. These provisions in are communally known as the farmer's market 50% test.
Okay.
So why they can't stop you from building, all this thing is basically saying if they, why they can't stop you from building it. They can say how far you have to be from the road,
okay.
Parking.
Oh, that so kind this of is stuff. Like a permanent structure building.
Yeah.
You can't build.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could do a pop-up one.
That's a little different.
Right.
I think that falls into like the Ohio vending laws.
Right. Cause that's like all the, when they have those like on the main streets and towns and festivals,
that's a little different.
Different. Yeah. So this is for permanent structures. Yeah, so
this okay. Is if you want to set up an egg stand.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
But I don't even know if it necessarily means permanent, like,
or just, you know, a structure, I guess. Yeah. Just a
more than a day.
Right. Exactly.
So there's all kinds. Let's see. I mean, hopefully this is educational and entertaining to some of you guys. I am learning stuff.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I am too.
First off, Daniel here, I printed off our local ordinance and I have it stapled together just for when any people come asking questions, I can be like, well, here's what the law is.
Right, yeah. And now please move 3 feet back.
Yes. Don't come on my property.
Yes. I don't answer questions.
I love that.
When with the cops and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't answer questions.
All right, sir.
I don't answer questions.
Well, what are you doing out here?
I don't answer questions.
Well, why don't you answer questions?
I don't answer questions. Oh. Okay, next little thing they have. Some agricultural activities can be regulated by local zoning, though. There are a few exemptions in the agricultural exemption. So that's a little fun sentence.
Say that again.
There are a few exemptions in the agricultural exemption. So this whole thing is like the ag exemption.
So there's two exemptions in that one sentence?
Yes.
Okay.
But this whole list is like...
It's a hat on a hat.
Yeah.
This whole list is what? Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
This whole list is the ag exemptions.
Okay.
So they're basically just saying there's a couple things that...
In here.
Yeah, that fall out.
Right.
Local zoning may regulate agriculture in the following situations if the parcel of land is 5 acres or less and is located in a platted subdivision containing 15 or more lots.
Okay. So like, okay. Okay. So, and if you live in a subdivision, you can't do this and sell.
Well, they can regulate
you. You can, yes. Okay. They can regulate you.
A lot that is 1 acre or smaller, zoning may prohibit or regulate all agricultural activities.
Have you ever seen, I don't know, this just made me think of it, that time-lapse video is an overhead shot of like the satellite view of this property, and it was these people's land that they didn't sell.
That big strip of land?
Yeah, and all the subdivisions pop up around it. Wonder if that's over 5 acres. Then they could do this, and they couldn't be stopped. That would be awesome.
5.01.
Right, that would be the ultimate shack like thing to do.
It's like that guy that puts up the big stone fingers, middle fingers.
To his neighbors?
No, the city council shut down his auto body shop. On zoning regulations, they just kept slamming him. Put him out of business, cost him like $200,000.
Uh-huh.
So he just left the land, and he just, every day, he'd go out and make giant wood and stone middle fingers, and he'd put them all along the road, up on 50 feet in the air, where the highway could see it, after the town, like he would have the name.
Yeah.
And because his zoning allowed art to be on display because they had a nude statue downtown and that was a big fight.
Ah.
So the zoning had already said, like, no, we're allowing that. And he's like, it's art.
Right.
I make art.
Right. You got to play. Well, that's the thing I don't like. They're making us play their games. So, yeah, well, twist it on them. Do it.
Yeah.
Subvert the dominant paradigm.
Next thing. On a lot between 1 and 5 acres, zoning may regulate setback lines, height and size of buildings used for agriculture, and may prohibit or regulate dairying and animal poultry husbandry if 35% or more of the lots in the planted subdivision are developed.
Okay. So, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And basically, the little disclaimer at the end is, this is a generalized list from OSU.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different. Like, there's a billion individual little things here and there.
For probably every township and every mm-hmm. county and every subdivision.
Where you can or can't.
And every HOA mm-hmm. stupid contract law that...
I would never do an HOA thing.
No, me either. I don't know if some of those cannot be real. Some of those videos you see of how... And the Ring doorbell cameras with HOA. I don't believe some of those extreme ones, but... Yeah, I would never want to live in a subdivision or a community like that. Where all your houses look the same. You all have the same, like, driveway, you know, up the sidewalk. Or right up over the sidewalk into the garage with the house connected to it. And you got, like, no side yard, hardly a front yard with one tree maybe in it. If that zoning allows it, maybe it's only one tree every other house. So you're front yard might not even get one, and then the backyard's like half the size of what a normal one should be for a healthy individual to grow up in, and it's butted up right against the neighbor's backyard, so there's no privacy or nothing. That's bad. Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Anything?
Nope. End of rant. Yes.
I'm pulling up the actual zoning for that town.
Waiter, check, please.
Check, please. is that Shelby, I think?
Shelby? What's that?
It's from Adventure Time.
I don't know. I watched some of that show. I just seen episodes here and there. It was funny, though.
Little guy. Yeah. He's always... There's a little worm named Shelby.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like his little catchphrase.
Check, please.
Through the whole series. Check, please. And then like something blows up in the background or something like that.
That's funny.
So I'm just pulling up this town's. Man, this town likes money.
Oh, boy.
This township likes a lot of money.
Oh, I wonder if we're stumbling onto something here.
Well, that's the whole point, is that they want the permit.
Right,
they want
yeah.
you to pay for the ag permit.
Absolutely.
So outdoor active or advertise. Like,
who are these people running this town?
So let me just read some of this. Building certification permits to even build anything. A 0 to 99 square foot building is free. You know how big a 99 square foot building is?
I'm sure it's like the shed.
It's, what does that be? A little bigger than 9 by 10.
Shed.
Yeah.
I would live in a 9 by 10. Tiny house? Mm-hmm. Square foot, though?
Yeah.
What if you, like, built... The footprint was 9 by 10, and then you, like, built upward and angled it outwards? Like, you know those houses...
Isn't the square foot the volume and everything, too?
No, the square foot's just your square foot, like your...
The bottom? I guess that's cubed. I'm thinking cubed.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know those old houses in England where, like, the bottom story was, like, a certain size, and then the second story was, like... All the way around it, it was wider, it was bigger. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those houses I'm talking about? That's the best way I can describe it. It's just that you got your first floor, then your second story is just wider. It's longer and wider all the way around. So it's like at a ledge.
You have overhang. To pay. So if your basement's a dwelling, like a livable basement,
uh-huh.
you have to pay an extra $25. If you want to have a horse trailer on your property, it's $25.
Huh.
So
a lot of people must have horses there.
Swimming pools are $35.
Above ground or in ground?
Above ground.
Wait, like...
To buy a permit to put one in your backyard.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You have to go to the council and pay $35.
Okay, just to have that.
Recreational use is $250. But they don't have exactly what that means.
Why? Like having a jet ski in your parked in your driveway, probably.
And then they just have other listed.
Oh, so anything that may be a foul to their eye.
And it literally what it says, so other, and then where, you know, it normally has the fee, This is to be determined by the township trustees.
So that here's the problem. So why do we want to live like this? Can't we just live in a civilized society that doesn't drain our wallets? Or, you know, we have to live in an economy with fake money to do anything, to just exist. Can't we just not do that anymore?
Oh, here, the zoning book.
Why would you want to live in a town that's like, well, I don't know, like, because, you know, growing up doing it, we all do it. We live in the United States. Everything is taxed. Everything is needs a permit. Everything needs something. You're gonna get taxed to pull a square of toilet paper every time you wipe in the future by 2050. I'm sure of it.
Wasn't that Demolition Man?
Was that in that movie?
No, I guess it's every time he cussed, because it reminded me of a toilet paper roll, because it just this little square paper came out.
Oh, okay. That movie probably is a soft disclosure movie. Yeah, you just slice and load. You just knows what's going on. You got it played inside baseball. It lets you know there's movies. What were you going to say?
I'm just reading. This zoning on this town. Oh my gosh, you're not allowed to have your own small solar energy system. So literally, you're not allowed to have your own small wind system, your small engine system.
Why?
Energy system.
Does it say?
No.
Hmm.
So it's on their prohibited list.
So maybe the CEO of like the power company that's controlled by the military industrial complex lives there and doesn't want to encourage anyone to go off the grid because you have to pay your power bill. We need that money. We need money. You can't do anything. You can't even cook your with your electric stove without paying us money first. you want to live in 2025? Well, you need electricity and you need to pay us to have it.
I do think there's a big thing with that.
There is. It's run by the military too. It's controlled by. Do you see the Department of Energy? I just seen this like a couple days ago. There was like a hearing in the, I think it was the Senate, and the head of the Department of Energy was on the stand, and they were questioning him, and he said that they from the time the lame duck period between when Biden was president, and then we had the election, and then that time in between.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So in that lame duck period, I think it was 73 days. Guess how much money the Department of Energy gave out in grants and loans?
$8.
A little bit higher.
Oh, $25.
No. $93 billion.
Was that with a B?
$93 billion in 73 days of taxpayer money that was given out in loans. All you had to do was sign up and just say, or apply with a proposal. And they said a lot of them didn't even have proposals. And that guy just said, I am just ashamed with how, you know, this has happened and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And the one guy, I think it was the Kennedy guy, was it Ted Kennedy? I can't remember. But he's like, aren't you the head of the Department of Energy? It's like, shouldn't you know about this? Like, what's going on? I don't know. It was nuts. 73 days, 90. What'd I say? 90. It's 90. Or 76 days, $93 billion. Or 73 days, $96 billion. Either way, it was 90, over $90 billion. I think it was 93. That's what I said. Like, imagine if you gave the gave each state, almost each state, $1 billion, $2 billion, almost. Maybe give some of the smaller ones just one, but still give each state $2 billion. What do you think that could do for us? The citizens, working class people. People like everyday normal people.
How much money would it take to end homelessness in America?
I think it's like $20 something billion.
They're right around $20 billion.
I told you so. Does it really say that?
I'm not joking.
Oh, see? And
with some estimates putting it as low as $11 billion.
Hmm. You know what? Grants and loans.
Or Cabela's.
These big corporations were just devastated by COVID, and let's just help them out, you know? We got to help them out. Walmart, Amazon, they need more money.
You ever stolen anything from Walmart?
Self-incrimination. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. I know I have, not deliberately, multiple times. And I'm like, and I'm like, well, I'm already in the car or putting stuff in the car. Usually it's when Meijer gets me bad because they have the little cup holders in the.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll grab my drink and I'll put it up there with me so it's not like rolling around the cart or something. And I'm pushing around and I don't empty that part out of the cart when I'm ringing in my groceries. I've done that a few times and it's like, all right, I'm done doing this. But no, I don't. It's not deliberately. I think sometimes you get like a couple flower pots stick together. Oops. But I didn't do that.
I had the exact opposite thing happen this year.
What, you got charged extra?
No. So I bought that strawberry tower.
Mm-hmm.
It was all one, right? Mm-hmm. There's four layers plus the bottom thing.
Yeah.
But they come together, like taped together.
Right.
And the lady did not believe me that they were one price.
Oh.
And she had to get her manager and everything over.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it's one. See what's taped? She thought I taped it together.
Yeah, wow, that'd be an elaborate idea.
Like, yeah.
I can just imagine you, too, having to deal with that.
I'm just like, no, it's one thing.
Like, come on. I would have just like, I don't want it then. Just
no, I'm always the one that's just like, we'll get the manager.
Yeah, we'll
like
see.
When I used to get yelled at and everything, like just call the cops.
Right, yeah.
Just call the game warden, call the cops. I'd rather talk to them.
Right, yeah. Oh yeah. Well, in that case for sure. Especially when you're like educated in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Just call them. I'd rather talk to your superior.
Right, yeah.
You're just gonna sit here and scream at me. I'd rather talk to somebody else.
At least be reasonable. Or at least try to figure out what's going on.
I just can't believe how much power towns either have or pretend they have.
I know.
All right. Well, I'll read some more stuff after we get back from some.
But before we go to an ad, let's we had a new review.
Oh yeah.
We had a new review.
By the way, you want to help the show grow, leave a 5-star review.
Yeah, leave us a 5-star review on, you know, Apple, Spotify, whatever you listen to us on. And we'll see it and we'll read it. 5 stars. And here's the latest review. And I got to say, I just read it. You haven't heard it yet. So I told you not to read it.
Yeah.
It's titled Auditory Bliss.
Really?
Yes. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Lost in the woods, I stumbled upon the shack. I discovered the audio files of Daniel and Wilbur. Hours became days and possibly months. Entertained and informed as I listened away to every episode, my hunger was satisfied by roasted quail. Return to my world where I anxiously await the weekly drop of knowledge. Gary S., a.k.a. Sloth. What a fantastic,
amazing
overview of the shack.
I just had roasted quail the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Butchered a whole bunch of them. They're great.
They are great. Great for soup.
Soup and roasting.
You know, they taste like dark meat chicken, but they feel like white meat chicken.
Okay.
That's how I thought it when I was eating them. Mm. What do you think?
I think they taste like quail.
Well, okay. All right.
I'm not one of those people that's always like, it tastes like, it has to taste like Ooh. Something else.
You know what? What'd you put on your quail?
You know what? I think I got an answer for you. Hey, Wilbur.
Yeah, Daniel?
Have you heard about this Flavors of the Forelick Bigfoot Breath Garlic Dust?
I think I've heard inklings around the internet.
It's so good, there has to be a conspiracy here. I think it may be made with adrenochrome, the blood of the innocents,
or Nephilim tears? What do you think?
Oh, no. Give me that bottle. Let me see the ingredients list. What? Just raw garlic and pink salt? That's it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
This is just the elites lying to us.
Huh, they were trying to deceive us, but now we know the truth. Flavors of the forest, Bigfoot breath, raw garlic dust. It's pure, freeze-dried garlic, which maximizes the flavor potential of any dish you sprinkle this magical seasoning on.
Where would you get this at?
You can get this on flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn.
Go there, get it for yourself, and investigate the conspiracy.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So bad. I love that one. That was good. Haven't heard that one in a minute.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. I could go for some roasted quail with some flavors of the forest sprinkled on top.
I highly advise everybody read their own town ordinances and zoning laws and whatnot. Because you may find some interesting things in there.
That'd be fun, like a little project, make our own little ordinance laws. What we would regulate.
Nothing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, besides like, don't kill your neighbor.
Things like that, but then have like some, every town obviously has to have some silly, wacky ones. That's why they do this. So we'd have some of them. Like there's ones weird state laws. Like what's the one, I don't know, you can't like chew bubble gum and do a cartwheel while you're.
So we had to do that for class. Like, find a weird state law. I think it's either Indiana or Ohio. It's illegal to whale on Sundays.
What's whale?
Like, hunting whales.
Oh, okay.
Whaling's illegal on Sundays.
Did you look into the history of that?
No.
Okay. But
we did, that was seventh grade.
Okay. Never mind. No, I was curious what that origin story.
Mine that I did was in Georgia. It is illegal to own a giraffe taller than the local telephone wires.
Okay, see, now that one makes sense.
And the story was that it was the third time it had happened.
Mm.
A giraffe had pulled down electrical and telephone wires.
Gosh.
The third time. They made a law the third time. First time, you're like, that's a one-off thing. Second time, like, okay, come on.
Third time, can't fool me again.
All right, yeah, this is an actual problem.
No, that was, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't fool me twice.
Like,
you know who said that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, George H.W. Bush. Now watch this swing. We're going to catch those terrorists who did this. Now watch this drive.
Yeah.
Oh, we live in this country. We live here. These people control our lives. Like, they tell us what to do. And sadly enough, we tricked into voting for them. Well, not you. You wouldn't have voted for George Bush.
No.
You wasn't old enough. Were you old enough to vote for, it would have been Obama's second term, right?
How do you spell marijuana?
Oh, gosh. It's M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A?
No.
Okay.
M-A-R-I-H-U-A-N-A.
Mary, I thought there was a J in it.
Modern day marijuana does. But in these ordinances I'm reading, I'm going through local ordinances and zoning.
Oh, I gotcha.
They spell it marijuana.
Marijuana. Well, maybe that was a different one. That's that Indiana ditch weed. Someone told me that once. I'm like, I thought it was so funny, but I didn't know what it was. Do you know what Indiana ditchweed is?
Mm-mm.
So it's
asparagus?
Like a, no, it's like hemp or something. It's not hemp, but it's like hemp, but it looks just like marijuana. So people from here, where we live, would drive over, and it was over literally in the ditches in Indiana, and it did nothing. Like, it was nothing. It did nothing for you. It had nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They would drive over there and pick it all, and they bring it back here and sell it to kids. And you'd find out, oh, man, it's Indiana ditchweed. It's nothing. But it's a great name. It sounds like a name of, like, either a good song or a great album. You know what I mean? You ever played that game?
What?
You just have a good saying, or you say something catchy, you hear something catchy, and you know, that'd be a great name for an album. You ever played that game?
No.
Oh, man. What? What kind of life did you have growing up?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what I had either.
I didn't go bald, so.
Well, you ain't over yet. You might look like Danny DeVito over here leaning against the shack wall.
When I'm 80, yeah.
No, probably not.
That's going to be from, like, electrical strikes, though.
yeah, but right I doubt
the it. Top of the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what mine was from. Probably just anxiety.
I'm literally real. I'm just reading laws in Ohio. So I'm reading right now section 918-27. Operating prohibition exemptions, Title IX agricultural animal / animal / fences, Chapter 918 meat inspections.
Huh? What's that?
I'm just reading about, like, I'll just read it to you. A person who's possessing poultry on his own property, and it's the royal his, okay, as in a human.
Right.
Or has poultry processed only for his personal and or family use, does not sell that poultry or products of that poultry. So that codes do not apply to him.
Right.
Number two, who it doesn't apply to, and because the codes are after this. A retail dealer or retail butcher who sells only poultry and poultry products that have been inspected in compliance with the section previous of the revised code, directly to consume in retail stores, provided the only processing operating performed by the retail butcher is cutting up the poultry products on the premises for sale or consumption. So long as it's killed and cleaned at a inspected facility,
right,
then they can butcher them.
Right.
But there's other laws that go with that.
They can butcher them, and then you could sell that
product.
Right. But you cannot sell a product that was butchered at a place that isn't approved or doesn't buy the more expensive certificate from the state to be able to do that is really what it comes down to.
Number three, an establishment that is subject to federal inspection. That's just saying, yeah.
Oh, I'll just say from my own personal experience, I've seen places that have that license, and, you know, it's decently cleaned. It looked okay, you know. But I've been into other places that doesn't have that license, and they're not allowed to, or, you know, they didn't pay the money for it, but their places are immaculate and way cleaner than the places that do.
I was gonna say, you know how many deer I've eaten that have been butchered in the dirt?
A few?
Yeah.
yeah, I know. Just cook it. But
it's obviously washed and
the
preparation. You just,
but I mean,
we butchered it outside.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know.
I've never killed a deer. I butchered a lot of them.
I've never done either. Never done either.
Butchering's fine. I don't like gut shot deer, and you know it the second.
Right, yeah. Ugh, yeah.
I mean, we used to go to the handicap hunts, and I'd always help the people butcher the deer and process them for handicap hunts.
Cut one of them open.
And, you know, it the second. You can smell it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yuck.
A person who grows and slaughters on his own premises less than 1,000 chickens in the current calendar year, providing that the grower processor does not buy any live poultry. Such poultry possessed. Oh, sorry, that's one thing. Okay, so then this number four thing is a person who grows and slaughters on his own premises less than 1,000 birds in a current calendar year, providing that, and then there's subsections to this.
Right.
A grower processor does not buy any live poultry.
So all your chickens have to be born and raised there and incubated and hatched there.
Yes. 2, such processed poultry is sold to a hotel slash institution slash restaurant consumer or other person for preparation in his own kitchen and is served by him.
Does that include bowling alleys?
Kind of sounds like it, actually.
How?
That it's a commercial kitchen.
Commercial is a fuzzy word.
A restaurant consumer.
Restaurant? Not a restaurant. It's a lounge.
No, I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm just reading.
I'm
not a lawyer. I'm just reading straight off the Ohio laws page.
I'm gauging your opinion, I guess is what I'm doing.
Only the requirements for licenses in provisions of section, and there's a whole big thing. There's a lot to this.
Great.
So they make it like impossible to do anything.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. It's just not even worth fighting it at that point. Basically, just get band together in communities. In the communities. No higher than 100. Because once you get over 100, then it starts getting fuzzy and hairy. And
I think the actual number is 500.
I would beg to differ.
Because
there is a number.
There's social experiments on this.
Uh-huh. I think it's 100 or like 125.
I think it's 500.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's under 500. Because
they did one with mice. Did you ever see the mice one?
That was a little different.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the food supply thing with them. And they started like eating babies and like.
Oh, okay. What? They were like, they got rid of their food supply?
Yeah. I think the experiment. Oh, no. I'm thinking rats.
Okay.
They were mimicking mega structure or mega human structures.
Okay.
And rats, it's a whole different, that's a whole different episode.
Oh, the one I was talking about is they put like so many mice in like a environment, like a controlled mm-hmm. enclosure, but it was big and a big area and they had all this area and space, but they like basically monitored them and like watched their social structures. Mm-hmm. And they developed, you know, what they expected, certain social structures and like caste and stuff.
Right.
And then, but as they started adding more and more and everything kind of fell into line and it was basically like a little paradise for them all and everything was good. But once they got over a certain number, then, it like all started falling apart and it went terrible, like fast. And they thought, okay, so they repeated it and the same thing happened when it got to a certain number. Like they'd start like fighting, and there would be factions would form,
yeah,
and
you don't,
and
you
then
don't
they'd all eat each other.
Yeah.
They'd all just fight more, and it was just till they were all dead.
Yeah, I think I really feel like it's 500 for people, because I think the communities of 500 and less in the social experiments, because you know everybody, you have a relation to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What, not like blood relationship?
Right, right, right.
But I mean, think about, you know, 500 people.
Oh, easily.
You are not close with 500 right. people, but you have. That's his mom. That's, you know, I know his
right.
cousin.
There's at least 500 people I could run into and have a conversation with and things I know personally.
Because I've had it happen to me in southern Louisiana.
Right, which is crazy.
Buying crawfish.
And a roadside mm-hmm. pop-up. I wonder how their zoning townships allow for that.
Well, it wasn't in a town. It wasn't nowhere near a town.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine.
And it was this old little black lady. That was doing all the cooking.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
She was like 90 pounds, and she was is this giant boil pot.
It's bigger than her.
No, I'm not joking. It's like 500 gallons.
Yeah.
Because there was probably 50 or 60 people in line.
Yeah.
And she's just stirring it with the big paddle, like an actual oar.
Oar, yeah.
And it was her grandson's, because it was, I think, Memorial Day. I think it was just, like, we were down there for Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
So they set him up for holidays, and they sell... Like, you get them in Walmart, like, grocery bags.
Oh, okay.
They put all your food, hot food into a grocery bag.
Ah.
That's tradition.
Yeah.
But it was all her grandsons that were, like, helping her work and all that stuff and selling it and bagging it for her. And
yeah.
Stuff. And they were just these big mountain of men.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you imagine some zoning law guy coming out to yell at her?
Oh, absolutely.
They're
yeah.
ending up in a bayou somewhere.
Oh, alligator food.
They're going in the pot.
Amos Moses.
They're going in the pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
She hit you with that oar and you just get stirred in.
Well, that pork sausage in
tastes
there.
It's a little better tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know if I'd like that one. So, yeah, I don't know the exact number, but either way, you got to be able to take care of yourself and your friends and your community and your fellowship with your neighbors, and you got to take care of each other. And Learn to grow your own food, and that way you can share with each other and make life easier on one another. Get source fresh, clean water and raise quail and chicken and birds. But all the ones they don't want you to have, it's for a reason, because they can take care of you and your family and your kin and the people that matter most around you, which is just everyday normal people, not the celebrities and garbage and crap on TV that people like Bill Gates want you to fall in love with and worship like him. They all suck and they don't care about you. But your neighbors and your friends do, and your family do. We raise our quail. Take care of them. Our kids come up and say, education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.